Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. FBI Director Christopher Wray told Bureau employees today he'll resign when President Biden leaves office.
This is not easy for me. I love this place. I love our mission, and I love our people.
President-elect Donald Trump had long said he would fire Wray when he got back into the White House. Sources have told CBS News Trump has invited Chinese President Xi Jinping to attend his inauguration next month. Inauguration officials are making plans for additional foreign dignitaries to attend that swearing-in ceremony. A wildfire has now burned about 4,000 acres in Malibu, California, and has forced thousands of people to flee their homes, including this man.
Completely surrounded by fire, every direction. You look surrounded by fire. I thought I was going to have to drive through a ring of fire just to get out of here.
Singer Cher and actor Dick Van Dyke are among those who have evacuated. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The city of Wisconsin Rapids is one step closer to having a contract for animal control after the Finance and Property Committee meeting last night. The committee, consisting of Chairperson Jake Catanaugh and members Patrick Delaney and Jeff Penscover, went into closed session to discuss the contract. Back in open session, Southwood County Humane Society Board President Tim Kritz spoke to the committee before they voted.
A lot of the objections I've heard and things are about the strays that come to the shelter. So I don't know if you're aware, but that is the small number of what we deal with for animal control.
Kritz shared that over two-thirds of the animals they deal with are taken care of on the streets. They don't take the animals to the shelter if they don't need to be there.
My only suggestion for the committee tonight, I firmly believe the vast majority of Wisconsin Rapids residents want a contract with us. Your constituents, the ones that voted you in. So I know there's personal opinions, views, whatever. I'm asking, just set them aside, vote for this, and let's work this out throughout the year. The citizens want it.
Jake Catanaugh made the motion to approve the contract with SWCHS, and Jeff Penscover made a second. The motion was put to a vote. It passed 2-1 with Patrick Delaney voting no. The next item on the agenda was discussing alternative plans for animal control if the full council does not approve the contract with SWCHS. Catanaugh asked if anyone would like to speak to alternative plans. No one spoke up.
I'll call again. One last time. Anybody like to speak? Okay, we will dispose of item 5 then. Item 6 is adjournment.
The next full council meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, December 17th. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Bucks are headed to Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Magic 114-109 to return to the NBA Cup semifinals in Las Vegas. Giannis led with 37 points in a game that went back and forth with the Magic. Doc Rivers.
Listen, I thought both teams, you know, I think we're known now over the last 12 games as a defensive team. And yet at halftime, we were shooting 58% and they were shooting 57%. And I told our guys, I said, the first team that plays defense goes to Vegas. Bottom line.
College basketball. The Badgers lost last night on the road to Illinois. The final 86-80. Number 20th ranked Wisconsin has suddenly lost their last three in a row. At the baseball meetings in Dallas, Brewers GM Matt Arnold named Executive of the Year. And he gave credit to the Brewers National League Manager of the Year, Pat Murphy.
Yeah, it starts with Pat. I think it starts with our ownership group, all the coaches around. I mean, our players, certainly. I mean, our front office guys. I'm surrounded by incredible people. And really, when you get these kind of awards, it really is a team award.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Any flurries lingering this evening will wrap up, some clearing overnight, bitter cold with lows near 5 below, wind chills to 20 below. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, a high only around 5 above, but it warms to the upper teens for Friday. Currently, it's 10 above.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin will be joining us. Also, Paul Noonan to talk all things sports and Aaron Rodgers. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Test, test, test.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabach, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who always reads between the lines until he sees a car coming, Pete Schwabach.
Let's light it up. Let's do it. It is Tuesday night, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me. Welcome to Nightlight with Pete Schwabach. I am your host, Pete Schwabach. What are the odds? Great to have you with me wherever you are joining us from in Wisconsin tonight. It is it's great that we could connect like this. So let's take the next 2 hours and talk about the things we love. My fellow couch potatoes, talk about TV, talk about movies, books, music, and maybe we'll have some laughs too. Riding shotgun, as always, is the lovable producer, Conrad.
Hey.
Well said. All right. how are you doing tonight, Conrad? Hey, it was kind of, you didn't happen to golf the last 2 days, did you?
Not the last two, no.
Because it was pretty, like, I mean, it wasn't like tropical or anything, but it was probably could have gotten 18 holes in, right?
I don't know if any of the courses are still open after in December, it's kind of crazy to keep the course open.
If golf wants to be taken seriously as a sport, keep the damn courses open until there's snow on the ground.
No, snow golf is fun. Why not?
Yeah, use orange balls, right?
I mean, that might not be the worst problem out there, but
I think it could be fun. That to me would make golf more exciting, actually. But what do I know? Great to have you with us tonight, folks. This is Nightlight. We have a lot of fun planned for this evening. So it is good that you are here, and we hope that you partake in said fun. We've got a question of the night. We've got guests. We've got interesting topics. It's all coming your way over the next 2 hours. Starting us off tonight, in the guest column, batting leadoff is our favorite wrestling announcer and fellow Civic Media team member. He works out of WRJN in Wisconsin, Racine. Rich LoCascio will be here. Exciting to see Rich.
Maybe get a new nickname, too?
I need a new nickname. I had the punching bag. Rich is a wrestling announcer, and we went over this the last time or a couple times ago when he was on the show. We tried to come up with a nickname for me that he could announce me in a wrestling match. First, we came up with the punching bag. We decided that wasn't going to instill fear in my opponents.
No.
So we changed that to the Schwabinator, which I think was pretty good.
That is pretty good.
And Rich did a great job, kind of laying that track down for us. I don't know. We'll have to dig that up, or maybe he could redo it if we can come up with a new nickname. That would be fine, too. Rich will be here. He is about to turn 40. That's very exciting in a young man's life. So we'll talk about Rich's birthday, too. And then at 7:05, we have – this is kind of exciting. I love kind of changing things up. And we had Charo on the show a couple months ago. She was delightful. Lots of fun, lots of energy, and playing that same theater in Baraboo, the Al Ringling Theater in beautiful Baraboo, Wisconsin, is the Swedish jazz queen, as she is known, Gunhild Carling. I always want to say Grunhild for some reason. Gunhild Carling. We had a chance to talk with her a couple days ago. We will play that interview. She was a lot of fun, and interestingly enough, reminded me a lot of Charo, just from an energy standpoint. She also dances. She plays like 20 instruments, and she's got a great sense of humor. So I talked to her. We'll play that at 7:05. Tickets are still available for that show, I believe, at the Al Ringling Theater in Baraboo. And I think she's there December 6th? I think it's this Saturday, actually. She'll be there. So we will give you more information on that coming up. And then at 7:20, Northeast Wisconsin-based writer Brett Kissinger will be in the studio. He has a new book out. We will talk about that with Brett. I think it's so cool that people still read books. Even more cool that they still write them, because I, as a former English major, used to be a big-time reader. But now, thanks to iPads and iPhones, my attention span is nothing. See what I did there, Conrad? I'm trying to be more of a reader. So I will ask Brett for some tips when he is here. We'll talk about his new book. He's always fun to talk to. That's at 7:20. What am I forgetting, Conrad? Are there guests we have in secret that we're going to roll out? That covers it, right?
Well, I think we got to get to the question.
Let's do it.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Are Christmas cards outdated? Do you still send them out? That is tonight's question, ladies and gentlemen. Do you still send out Christmas cards? Feel free to elaborate as to why you don't or why you do. As I mentioned recently on the phone, right when we got into the season, or on the show, right when we got into the season, I stopped sending them out because I just, honest to God, did not have the energy. I mean, I know hundreds of people. And where do you find the cutoff? Do you just go family? Family and close friends? Work colleagues? It's exhausting. I just don't do it. And a lot of times I feel like people that send them out, it's sort of, it's like a show-off type thing. And I don't want to be that guy either. What do you think about that, Conrad? You think it's like if you send out a picture, your most handsome picture, do you think you're just looking for people to say, oh, you're so handsome, Conrad? Sometimes I feel like that's why people send them out.
I expect at least 10 you're handsomes.
Okay. Out of how many cards sent out?
Out of 10.
Okay. You want to bet 1,000, right? But some people just do it because they're personal and they're lovely. And I like getting them. And when I read them, the ones I get, especially when there's a note involved, I do feel guilty that I don't still send them out. So I'm kind of torn here, but I don't do it anymore. I'm wondering if you do. Let me know. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Do you still send out Christmas cards? Are they outdated? What's your process? Let us know. Maybe you'll motivate Conrad and I to start sending cards out again. How about a nightlight Christmas card? That could be kind of fun. Or maybe we'll just do a post. See, that's what everybody does. They just post it electronically. It's so much easier. And that's what I tend to do more these days. But I think Kristen Lyerly was here last night. And like she said, there is nothing like getting a handwritten letter. And I agree with that. I just can't write anymore. You know, she kind of bailed on the question too. I said, I said, my arm muscles don't work. She made a joke. She went for the low-hanging fruit of why my right arm muscles not work as well. But honestly, it's so hard to write. My cursive is terrible, and my printing is worse. So I would type something, and that would seem impersonal. But honestly, that's just, you're going to get at least a legible note from me if I do it that way. So let us know. It's always more fun when you guys get involved. And as you know, you can comment on anything we're talking about tonight. I'm going to lead things off this discussion. This was out yesterday. I think this ran in my Hollywood Beats either today or yesterday. Keira Knightley. You ever see the movie Love Actually?
I think I have, but it's been super long. But it's the one with the note cards, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It's a lovely movie. It's kind of a feel-good film, a holiday film. I've seen it maybe 1.5, maybe 2 times, liked it. Keira Knightley says it was creepy because when Andrew Lincoln shows up at the door to do the cue cards, she said she told the director it was creepy. And I didn't know what she meant until I kept reading the article. And apparently, at the time, Keira Knightley was 17. Andrew Lincoln was like 31 or 30. And he's trying to woo her from her husband, Chiwetel Ejiofor, who's like 28, and married this 17-year-old girl. I mean, I know it was, what, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, whatever. That's still weird. And I hate when I find something out that kind of changes the movie for me. Or like when a songwriter who did something creepy, when I hear that, I just can't enjoy it as...
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. After 2 recounts, an incumbent North Carolina Supreme Court justice was declared the winner by 734 votes, with 5.5 million ballots cast. Her GOP challenger now claims 60,000 of those voters were ineligible. Democratic Supreme Court Justice Allison Riggs was declared the winner over appeals court judge Jefferson Griffin December 10th, after a machine recount in November didn't change the margin's percentage. Tuesday's partial hand recount found no evidence to justify Griffin's request for a full hand recount, according to North Carolina Newsline. Griffin has refused to concede the race and in November appealed to the North Carolina Elections Board to invalidate as many as 60,000 voters. Newsline reports that his challenge includes voters with felony convictions, despite North Carolina's voting rights restoration after sentences and probation are completed. He and the North Carolina GOP are also challenging voters with incomplete registration information, some of whom are even elected officials and have voted for years. Mail ballots from military and overseas voters have been questioned as well. The State Elections Board meets this week to consider the challenges. A spokesperson for the Riggs campaign said in a statement, "This election has concluded and the voters have issued a clear verdict in electing Justice Riggs." We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Home for Up North News Radio.
I get Rich's name wrong again. I said Locasio, didn't I? You told me it was Locasio.
Yeah,
were you wrong?
I actually don't remember how you just said it.
I said Locasio because I asked you last night before we did the promo, but I saw he just messaged us. Or it was somewhere here. Okay, please remind Pete of the pronunciation of my last name, Locasio. You took a powder on Locasio's name. Locasio. All right, Rich Locasio is here at 6:35. He is he's one of our frequent flyers here at Nightlight. Always fun to talk to Rich. That's coming up. On the stream, we have the Nightlight email address, nightlight@civicmedia.us. If you're on the stream and you want to send us a Christmas story, your favorite Christmas cookie, Christmas movie, Christmas carol, whatever, your Christmas routine, if you go to Midnight Mass or if you hang out with family or if you celebrate Hanukkah, that's fine as well, or Kwanzaa, whatever. Tell us what you do. We will do it. We will discuss it on our Christmas Eve show before we play 24 hours of Christmas music. Sarah Jean on the stream says, "I still send out Christmas cards. I actually have an annual family gathering that we get together and fill them out, or some even make their own. I sent out around 45 cards this year." That sounds very sensible. 45 cards is doable. I'm down with that, Sarah. Sarah continues, "The annual card day is a fun day of food, Christmas movies, catching up. It's a fun time." Now, see, that's a great idea. If you make an event of it, it's less painful. Because I used to sit down, my wife and I would sit down and address these cards and put a personalized message. It was so time consuming. You got to track down people's addresses. It sounds like a curmudgeon.
Kind of.
I'm okay with that. Craig Anthony checking in on the stream. "Always used to send out Christmas cards complete with a summary letter of all the cool things that took place over the year. It also included a family picture. When it got to be too hard to get the picture taken each year, the cards sadly stopped as well." Craig, I think you just need to send a picture of yourself. Anytime a dude sends out a card with a picture of himself, it would make me laugh just because I think it takes guts. You know what would be weirder is if I sent out a Christmas card of just me and I've got a wife and two kids. I said from the Schwabas, "Merry Christmas, but here's just a picture of me." Wow, that would be weird. People would probably suggest therapy. All right, so kicking over to the text line, let us know. Do you still send out Christmas cards? That's our question tonight. You can tell us your process like Craig just did, or Sarah Jean. That's a great idea to make an event out of it. and probably a better way to get things done. On the text line, Sherry says, good evening, Pete and Conrad and friends. She says, I read every day, love books. I knew Sherry was going to say that. I think you've told us that before, Sherry, also to make me feel guilty. It's working. I will become a reader again. That is my vow to you, Sherry. She said, yes, I just sent out Christmas cards today. Family, close friends. That's the way to do it. Sherry says, I'll send a card. Oh, she's going to send Civic Media card. That's nice. We'll get you that address, Sherry. Sherry also says, love John Prine. Me too, Sherry. He's one of my favorite songwriters. John Prine, Bruce Springsteen, and Gordon Lightfoot are probably my favorite songwriters. Maybe even John Denver, if you go the folky route. Jim from Appleton says, nickname. This is when it comes to a wrestling nickname for me, the Schwabba Bomber. I like that. What do you think about that, Conrad? The Schwabba Bomber.
I like it.
Yeah. We'll see what Rich can do with that. All right, we have a phone call. Who's on the phone?
It's Jim from Appleton.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
I'm doing okay, Pete. How are you doing?
You guys had
a great show.
Oh, thank you, buddy. I'm glad you're a part of it. Thanks so much. I liked your nickname, the Schwabba Bomber. I can work with that. We'll see what Rich can do.
Well, I appreciate that. I have a word for this holiday season that covers almost everything.
Oh, please share.
But it's impossible to type. So, Chris Mahana Kwanzaa.
Chris Mahana Kwanzaa. Wow.
Chris Mahana Kwanzaa.
I like
that. Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. Everything's in there.
I think you need to copyright that because you just said it on the radio. Someone could steal it. That's like right up there with turducken, like the Thanksgiving meal on the NFL. That's great. I love that, Jim.
Well, thank you.
Conrad, let's make a note of that. We got to bring that up again. We'll see what we can do with that. Jim, if we make money off your suggestion, we'll give you a taste, okay?
All right.
Okay,
sounds
buddy.
Great.
Thanks, man. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Jim from Appleton, one of our most frequent texters. That's a great, I've already forgotten it. Chris Mahana Kwanzaa. Is that it?
I think we're missing another syllable in there.
Somehow I worked Arbor Day into there. I don't know how that works. All right. Rich LoCascio coming up in just a few minutes. Let's never get his name wrong, please. He's one of our favorite, and we've massacred it on more. It's kind of weird because, and I don't know if Rich would be open to this, but maybe let's try to talk him into going with LoCascio. Just because that would make it easier for us when he's on the show. Is that too much to ask?
I don't know.
Rich LoCascio. It's LoCascio. We'll respect your name, Rich. Excited to talk to you in a few minutes. We have to go already? Is it already time for the news? Or was that a... Did you do a George Costanza? Did your elbow move and hit the button? You know what I'm excited about? I am not... I've said this before, and I'm probably wrong. I say I'm not a zombie guy. But I loved The Walking Dead. I got into it and I watched it. I liked the HBO, Pedro Pascal, The Last of Us.
I didn't watch that yet, but I played the video game.
I liked it. And now the 28 Days series, I have not seen any of that. And now there's about to be 3 movies out. I'm kind of excited because I feel like they get good reviews. They're well done. I am going to throw myself into Zombieland again and watch those movies. Oh, and I saw Zombieland with Woody Harrelson.
I love that movie.
That was funny.
It's so
good. I liked
it
a lot. Bill Murray and that was yes, so funny.
So funny.
I was not expecting that. I love weird movies like that. All right. Send us your Christmas stories, your favorite cookies, movies, stories, carols, whatever, to nightlight@civicmedia.us. We'll read them on Christmas Eve before we launch into a day and a half of Christmas music here at Civic Media. Got a fun show. Great to have you with me tonight. Rich LoCascio is coming up, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back after your award-winning news team here at Civic Media. It helps to keep you informed. We're coming right back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. Phoning her at least 10 times a day.
You know. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Crashing temperatures take aim today. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot with tips on how to handle this cold front.
Dangerous wind chills are creeping into the state tonight. Prepare to keep warm. Dress in layers to avoid sweating in these conditions. That can lead to hypothermia rapidly. And always cover exposed skin, as frostbite can occur within 30 minutes when it's this cold outside. Winds are expected to gain speed and gust up to 40 miles per hour, dragging in an Arctic air mass, plummeting temperatures that will bottom out sub-zero. And paired with those winds, it'll really be feeling closer to 20 below.
The Donald Trump allies involved in a scheme to overturn the 2020 election results in Wisconsin could face decades behind bars. Savannah Tomei Olson reports on the new developments in the fake elector case.
The scheme involved Trump campaign staff and allies. Jim Troupas, a lawyer representing the Trump campaign in Wisconsin, Trump campaign advisor Kenneth Cheesebro, and former White House aide Michael Roman. The State Department of Justice says they had 10 Republican electors sign fake documents saying Trump won Wisconsin when Biden had 20,000 more votes. Prosecutors say they planned to give this fake paperwork to Congress so Trump would get Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes. In July, the three were charged with one count each of felony forgery. Well, now the prosecutors have tacked on more charges, an additional count for each of the signatures on the fake document. That means Troupas, Cheesebro, and Roman each now face 11 felony counts of forgery. Each of those counts could carry up to 6 years in prison and parole and up to $10,000 in fines. Tomorrow is their first day in court.
You can mark your calendars for a Santa's workshop at Nakusa Library. It's Monday, December 16th from 3 to 5 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Incredibly underrated actress Linda Cardellini has agreed to join the cast of HBO's DTF St. Louis. The three-time Emmy-nominated Cardellini joins series regulars Jason Bateman and David Harbour. According to Variety, DTF St. Louis is a dark comedy and will broadcast 7 episodes. The show tells the story of a midlife crisis love triangle where one character ends up dead. Cardellini has been cast in the role of Carol. Harbour and Bateman are also executive producers. The show is currently in pre-production. Jamie Foxx has finally revealed during a stand-up comedy special what his illness was a couple years ago. The comedian who told the crowd how happy he was to be back also revealed what he was suffering from, a brain bleed. Foxx went into surgery and says he woke up 20 days later with no idea of what happened. If you want to hear more about Foxx's ordeal, check out his comedy special, which is currently streaming on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Any flurries lingering this evening will wrap up, some clearing overnight, bitter cold with lows near 5 below, wind chills to 20 below. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, a high only around 5 above, but it warms to the upper teens for Friday. Currently, it's 10 above.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a very special edition of the show. You know how fascism creeps in? On little cat's feet. Matt Flynn in the guest host chair. Join him.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
One, two, come on, two, three, four.
broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy still not convinced computers are here to stay, Pete Schwabba.
All right. Well, it took us a little while, folks, but we got it together here, and we are lighting it up a little late tonight due to some technical difficulties we had, but our outstanding engineers in Madison and here in Green Bay worked tirelessly to get us live on the air. So it is great to be with you, and hopefully better late than never. Wherever you are in Wisconsin, welcome to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. And riding shotgun here and working diligently to get us on the air is the lovable producer, Conrad. Well done, young man.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Tip of the hat to, who is it, Chris Casper? Drew?
It was Drew.
Well done, Drew. You guys are the best. Thank you for getting us back on the air. Glad we could be with you. And we will bring you the last three quarters of Nightlight tonight. Conrad, let's get the question in quick before we bring Dan in. Can we do that?
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What app can you not live without? That's right. It is National App Day, ladies and gentlemen. National App Day. So our question tonight, we're doing it in a very abbreviated fashion here so we can get to our guests. What app can't you live without? Let us know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I'll start my poker app. I got to play Texas Hold'em. I've probably been playing for 20 years. I cannot live without my Texas. Now, email aside and all the things that technically are apps like banking and stuff like that, what's the one app you're kind of addicted to? Let us know on the text line, on the stream, or on the app. However you are finding us, just please find us and be part of the show. Conrad, what about you?
I would have to say it's YouTube for me.
Really? Okay, that's a good one. Yeah, you know
I watch a lot of content, I feel like, on there. And I feel like if I didn't have it, I'd be like, whoa.
Yeah, me too.
I have to watch a movie now. I can't just watch like a 13-minute.
It's probably a close second to me too. So, but let us know what you think. We've got a great show tonight, even though it's abbreviated. Coming up at 7:05, Kurt Krause will be here in studio talking independent film and about his latest project. He is a Northeastern Wisconsin-based actor. But right now, let's not waste any more time. The kidding around is pretty much over. I'm very excited to welcome this next guest. He joined the Civic Media team a few months ago. He's an absolute political rock star, and he is an award-winning. He's the creator of the award-winning Recombobulation Area, a weekly column and online publication and podcast. Please join me, if you would, in welcoming Milwaukee journalist and Civic Media's own Dan Schaefer. Dan, how are you?
Good evening, Mr. Schwabba.
Dude.
So glad to be with you.
It's great to have you. I didn't think this was going to happen, but we've got a great team here at Civic Media, and they got us up and running. And I've been trying to have you on the show for a while now, so it's really fun. I love what you do, and you make politics and current events fun, and I absolutely love it.
Well, I appreciate that so much. And it's been quite the project. Getting the Recombobulation Area up and running and growing the project and all of that. And now it's even better to be joining everyone else here in the Civic Media extended universe.
Oh, well said. Are you okay? I have to get this out of the way. My wife was excited you're on the show tonight because she's also a UW Oshkosh grad. I did my research on you, and it's exciting. You've come a long way from the advanced Titan into the world of major national news and political politics. So great job.
Yeah, that's right. My first byline was at the UW Oshkosh Advanced Titan. My sophomore year of college, I started writing opinion columns. A friend of mine in my English class was working at the Advanced Titan at the time. He said, "Hey, you're a pretty good writer. Would you ever want to write for the newspaper?" And I was like, "Oh, that sounds like a pretty good idea." And here we are 20 years later.
How about that?
Working in journalism. That's right.
Very cool. We also have a mutual friend, at least according to LinkedIn, Brad Lichtenstein. Do you know Brad?
Yeah, I think I covered Brad's work when he was doing some documentaries in and around Milwaukee. A couple famous moments in the kind of after Act 10. Was passed a decade or so ago that he was able to capture.
He makes such good films, and he made a film called When Claude Got Shot. I interviewed him on my PBS TV show a few years ago. Great guy, great interview. So I feel like we're connected through many channels here, and it's a great way to kick off this interview, Dan.
Absolutely. So, well, you know, it's Wisconsin is a big, small town in a lot of ways. We've all got like 1 or 2 degrees of separation between our neighbors around the state, don't we?
Absolutely. For those listening who haven't heard you on civic media, and I doubt there are many people, but just in case, tell us about the Recombobulation podcast and column and how it came to be. That's a great name, by the way.
Yeah, well, I know if I got nothing else right with the whole project, I got the name right. I've always loved the name at the. So I of course used the name from the Milwaukee Airport, the famous post security area at the Milwaukee Airport. You go through security, you take your shoes off, get everything through to get scanned and all of that, and then they have the signs up after you get through that says the recombobulation area, and now recombobulation area. Is not a word. It's not anything that is sanctioned at any official airport. It's something that's done in any kind of official capacity. And it's just uniquely Milwaukee. And actually, I worked at Milwaukee Magazine, about a decade ago now, and we were doing one of our best of issues. And one of the ideas that I pitched was the recombobulation area as one of the best of things. In Milwaukee. And I got to learn a little bit more about it. And the former airport director, Barry Bateman, was just kind of a quirky guy. And he came up with this idea to have signs once you go through security, because, you know, it's a discombobulating process, right? So you go through security and you piece everything together. And I thought that would be a great name for a weekly opinion column, because we have this discombobulating news cycle in the state of Wisconsin, and you know, you need a place to kind of take a moment, take a beat, get your shoes back on, piece everything together before you get to your destination. So I started that, the recombobulation area. Actually, it was a part-time effort that I started it. I was a stay-at-home dad at the time, started this in late 2019, You know, started it as a weekly opinion column. And basically something to do while my daughters were napping, and then picked it up from there, eventually grew it to be, you know, my full-time job and small business and all of that. And then, of course, as you mentioned earlier this summer, we joined the Civic Media Network, and I'm now the political editor at Civic Media, along with, being the founder and operator of the Recombobulation Area, which has grown to include podcasts and other contributors and the occasional video interview and all sorts of fun stuff.
So I love
it. It's been quite the journey.
Love stories like that, where you just kind of started off, like you said, in your home while your daughters are napping. Next thing you know, you're a mogul, Dan. You're building it into, you're almost at mogul status. So that's pretty cool. What are your favorite stories, without getting into too much inside baseball, regarding politics, what are your favorite type of stories to cover? Elections or breaking news regarding a politician or a scandal? It seems like your job is, there's never a dull moment.
Yeah, you know, I really like to approach things from a lot of different ways. I'll be the data guy, and I'll be it'll be a deep dive on the numbers, on the polling, whatever it might be. And then sometimes I will take some time for a really big, you know, feature story where I interview, you know, dozens of people and try to stitch together a narrative. And then other times it will just be, you know, it'll be very much like an opinion column, but it'll be what I have to say about a certain topic and what have you. So, you know, I really like to, write about things, approach things from a lot of different ways. You know, I'm a big basketball fan. And the way I kind of think about it is you can't just score one way, right? You're not, you know, you right. can't score just shooting three pointers. You gotta score at the rim. You gotta make your free throws. You gotta make some long distance shots and all of that. So you gotta, you know, I really like to have a broad scope of ways to cover news and politics and try to do it in a way that is digestible and interesting and can, you know, offer people an opportunity to really take some deep dives on some big topics too. You know, one of the big projects that I've worked at the Recombobulation Area for the last couple of election cycles, and this year brought over to the Civic Media Network, was I wrote a preview series of every last race on the ballot for the Wisconsin State Legislature.
Right.
So yes, I'm the only guy crazy enough to preview all 115 races in the Wisconsin State Legislature. But I think, you know, those types of deep dives That's the stuff that I really like to get into.
That's the epitome. That is the epitome of a deep dive. I'm talking to Dan Schaefer. He is the Civic Media political editor and does great work here under the same roof. Let me ask you this, Dan. When it comes to politics, who is someone on the left and someone on the right that you think has a bright future in the party or could bring people together looking down the road a bit? Is there someone in each party?
Well, I like to keep things local. So we'll start, just focusing on people, I guess, within Wisconsin. You know, there's a whole lot of different approaches you could take to answer that question on a national scale. But I'll talk about Wisconsin first here. And so I am, of course, based in Milwaukee. And when I was just getting started, one of the first races I really covered around here was the one for Milwaukee County Executive when it was an open race in early 2020. And one of the people I endorsed in that race actually was now County Executive David Crowley. And, you know, he has, you know, he's a real up and comer in Milwaukee politics. He was just reelected last year to his second term. And, you know, he really tries to approach politics as a bridge builder and wants to bring people together. He was in the legislature before running for Milwaukee County Executive and talked about taking a bipartisan approach on different things. And I think, you know, especially in Milwaukee where we have, you know, it can be a very segregated city in a lot of ways. We can have a lot of polarizing politics between the city and the suburbs. And I think Crowley really takes, you know, a very forward thinking, inclusive type of approach to being a county executive. And I do think that's going to bode well for him in the future. You know, he's a pretty young guy as well. He's, like I said, he's in his second term. He's a millennial like myself and in his late 30s. And, you know, I know he also has I've run into him around town a few times. He also has daughters, young daughters, and I also have young daughters. So we have a lot in common that way as well. So I think he's somebody with a real bright future in Wisconsin politics.
Cool. And is there a local person from the right? I don't even know if he is from the right or left, who you just said, but is there someone on the other side of the aisle that you think coming up could be could unite people or has a bright future?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Well, so David Crowley is a Democrat, of course. Okay. So he is coming from that side of things. You know, I don't necessarily agree with all the time, but somebody who I do think does have a bright future in the state, I think, is Brian Steil. I do take a close look at the numbers, a lot of these races, and, you know, he was just reelected in the first congressional district. And, you know, even though that he had more, he was coming up against more spending this cycle than he had in previous ones, he you know, expanded his margins a little bit. So I do think, you know, he has a potentially bright future in the state of Wisconsin as well.
Great answers. We are going to, I want to ask you before we do a quick break here, Dan, do you have a favorite political or journalism movie?
Oh, that's a great question.
Spotlight.
I'll go with Spotlight. I really did like Spotlight a lot. Yeah, I'll go with that one. That was a more recent one. You know, I had Wisconsin native Mark Ruffalo in that one. So good to have a Wisconsin connection with that one. Yeah, I would say Spotlight is a more recent one. I would say, you know, a show that I like, I watch more TV shows than I do movies. And this is a show that gets to a lot of different parts of government, a lot of different parts of journalism. My favorite show of all time is The Wire on HBO.
Great show. I'm totally with you.
And I think, you know, people will talk about like what's the best show of all time. And people will say The Sopranos or Mad Men or Breaking Bad. I will always go with The Wire. And I think, you know, living in Milwaukee, there's a lot of comparisons to be made between Milwaukee and Baltimore. And what have you there. So I think that's my favorite show.
That's a great point. And that's a great political show too. They deal with City Hall and the police department. Phenomenal show by David Simon. Dan Schaefer is here. When we come back, I'm going to ask him, he got a shout out recently from a pretty famous person. I'll ask him about that. And we'll ask him what movies he loves to watch or hopes his kids pick because he has to sit through them too. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Guess what, Mrs. C?
What, Santa?
We are ready. The Santa room is finally open. Oh, boy. The Santa Claus has really set it up nice this year. What do you think, Mrs. C?
Oh, it's so warm and cozy and welcoming.
What do you think, Mr. Jangles?
It's better than your old room.
All the kids and the families can come now and they can take free pictures with Santa.
Bring your own camera, cell phone. Take as many pictures as you like.
And it's all free.
Yes.
Well, how do they find out about us?
Go to our Facebook page, Santa Central Wisconsin.
And they can book a time to come see us?
Yes, definitely. And pets, too.
I think the cookies are really good.
Now, we only have so many cookies and you can't eat them all.
Too late.
Mr. Jingle.
I'll have to make some more then.
Our head elf, we need to retire him.
I'm already retired.
Oh, okay. Make sure you come check with us, set up a time, and come and see us.
We're ready. Santa Central Wisconsin.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Our record energy costs, putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes. With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back. Steve says, Steve's in the 920. He says, Google Maps is an app I use every day due to my job. This app would have saved a lot of arguments on family trips trying to read a real paper map back in the day. I kind of miss the paper map. I have to be honest. I have no idea where I am now. But if my app is down, I'm screwed. Conrad's mom checks in and says, since we have moved to a different town, I can't live without Google Maps to find my way around. Well, there you go. Sounds like there's a blissful marital harmony there with the Krieger household. We will read more of your texts in just a bit. We're playing catch up here. What is an app you can't live without? It's National App Day, and that's our question of the night here on Nightlight. Kurt Krause is coming up soon. We are going to talk about indie film here in Wisconsin and a new project he is working on. And right now, I'm excited to have Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area. If you haven't checked it out, it's a great podcast and an online publication. You can check it all out at civicmedia.us. And the creator of said Recombobulation Area, I can't stop saying that name, I love it so much, is Dan Schaefer, and he is here with us on the stream right now. Dan, we were talking about The Wire, and you know, I've been on the air just a little over a year, and I always feel like when I really like a show and I want to do it justice or pay homage to it somehow, I get overwhelmed and I don't know how to do it, like, because I can't spend too much time on it. But The Wire is one of those shows. And do you have a favorite character?
Oh, man. There's so many good characters on that show. You know, I would say one of my favorites is Bunny Colvin, the police.
Oh, yeah.
Sergeant who tries to do things a little bit differently and keeps running up against blocks. Another Lester Freeman. He wants to follow the money. He's one of my favorites. And then you gotta love Omar. I mean,
I was just gonna say,
absolutely classic legendary character, played so well by the late Michael K. Williams.
He was so great, and he would walk the streets at night and rob drug dealers. And when you heard Omar whistling in the alley, like,
yeah,
the tough guys went running. It was so great. It was just such an excellent show. And Lance Reddick was on the show too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Played a very similar role on Bosch, which I also love as a cop show. But he was great on The Wire too. Hey, Dan, you recently, or maybe a couple months ago, got a shout out from Julia Louis-Dreyfus. And I don't even remember where I saw it, if it was somebody shared it from Civic Media or if it was on your Twitter feed, but what a cool thing. Seinfeld is such a great show. She's so great. How did you get connected with her? How did she become aware of you? Do you even know?
You know, it was just kind of one of those fortuitous things that happened. So about a year and a half ago now, I was working on a bunch of coverage of the 2023 Wisconsin Supreme Court race. And I got a message from somebody who said they were, you know, connected to Julie Louis-Dreyfus saying, hey, we want to, you know, get involved with this race. We want to talk to, you know, some advocates, some influencers, some different people in the mix for this race. And you ended up, it just happened to be one of the people that she got in touch with for this, and then was able to kind of connect with her team and all of that. And it was a really exciting opportunity. And then I wrote a piece at the time was about that race, about, you know, some of the big issues in it, about gerrymandering and about how that issue connected to so many other ones in Wisconsin. And then she was able to promote that on her various social channels. And then again, this year, when we made the big announcement that I would be joining Civic Media, she congratulated me on her Twitter feed there as well. And it's so funny the way these things work, right? You know, I'm a huge, huge Seinfeld fan. And I was on the phone with my sister. We share a Netflix account. She lives in a different state. And we were talking. We realized that we were both independently doing a Seinfeld rewatch at the time. And this was like days before I got the message from her team that they wanted to get involved or something. So it's almost like, you know, when you have an app open and you say, you know, you're out of toothpaste, then all of a sudden you get a bunch of toothpaste ads on your Facebook feed or whatever it is. It almost felt like that for me, saying, you know, cause as we were doing talking about the rewatch, we were both saying that her performance as Elaine on that show, it maybe holds up as well as anything from that series still today. And she's such an absolute legend. It was such a joy to be able to work with her on that.
That's so cool. And you're right. Her character, it's so strange. And I didn't realize this till you just said that. The guys they're still funny, but they're not outdated. But there's something, if something is dated about Seinfeld, it's those performances. But she is like this, I don't know, she's just like a trailblazer as a female
character.
She
transcends time and space. And, you know, and then so you look at all the stuff with her as Selena Meyer and as Veep.
Yeah,
and all of that. She's just, you know, the greatest comedic actress of all in American history. That's
pretty good fan no to question. Have. Pretty good fan yeah, to have there, good. Buddy.
I'll take it. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So when you're done covering politics at the end of the day, aside from The Wire, what are you watching now? You said you're more of a TV watcher than a movie watcher. What do you watch from an adult standpoint on TV before we get into your kids' movies?
Yeah. So, you know, as a parent of young children, I don't get a chance to go see a lot of movies in the theater. But it does also mean that I'm home at night a lot of the times. And after I put my kids to bed, I like to watch, you know, just different dramas, TV shows, things like that. I guess the most recent one that I really got into was the, you know, kind of the HBO spinoff show from the Batman universe, the show The Penguin.
Oh, yeah. Great show.
Which Colin Farrell has a performance as the Penguin there. It's a really good.
Do you even believe that's him? It's crazy.
It took me a couple episodes to even put it together that it was him.
Hey, Dan, can we keep you for a couple minutes after the news?
We
want to take a quick Christmas movie quiz. Dan and I are going to take it at the same time. Conrad picked like four movies. We'll do that. We'll just have a couple minutes more before we can send Dan back to take care of his kids tonight after Civic Media's award-winning news teams keeps you informed. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. We'll have more with Dan Schaefer when we come back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning on Up North News Radio, we'll have the latest on the April election for state school superintendent. The matchup isn't what a lot of folks would have expected.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. See.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. FBI Director Christopher Wray is resigning before Donald Trump can fire him. Wray spoke to FBI employees today during an annual town hall.
After weeks of careful thought, I've decided the right thing for the Bureau is for me to serve until the end of the current administration in January.
CBS's Nicole Skenga says Trump became disillusioned with Wray soon after he appointed him to a 10-year term in 2017.
In the months after Trump appointed Christopher Wray to lead the nation's premier law enforcement agency, their relationship soured. The tipping point, Trump's fury, his anger after the FBI executed that search warrant in August of 2022 at his Mar-a-Lago home searching for classified documents.
NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch says a gun found on the suspect in the death of a healthcare CEO, the shooting death of a healthcare CEO, has been linked to that shooting.
We were able to match that gun